A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Talking bad breakups or weird breakups?
We are. Now, there's a story that's come out this week about an Aussie woman who has run into her ex 2 years after his mother told her he was murdered by a biker gang.
Wow. That's, wow.
Can you imagine running into someone you thought was dead, which was your ex, and they're not. They lied. Or their mum lied,
That's specific. The thing. Okay, so the person has lied, clearly. Yeah. But, you know, to drag your mum
Mum,
can you ring her and say I don't want to go out with her anymore? Tell
mum,
her
can
dead.
You ring her and say that I was murdered by a biker gang? Is that all right?
Now, I read this. Apparently she ran into him in a restaurant.
Sorry about the restaurant. And apparently got him fired for kind of outing him in front of people at the restaurant, and his mum has texted her afterwards saying, blaming her for getting him fired.
Wow.
I'm sorry, you told me he was dead.
Mum's really getting involved in this whole thing, isn't she? Well, that's kind of bizarre. You know,
very odd, very elaborate, and very confusing.
Also, if you're going to do that, probably don't stick around in the same town.
Yeah.
Like, surely.
Work at the restaurant your brother works at. What are you doing?
Yeah,
get away.
Look, I mean, not that I'm trying to suggest how to successfully, you know, navigate this scam, but that's done with some very little foresight.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First of all, do not forget that Screamfest is happening at King's Carnival tomorrow evening. Oh, you went piratey, I don't know why.
Yeah, you could be a scary pirate.
So, it would be true if you're a ghost pirate. That'd be like, if that Scooby-Doo is all about ghost pirates.
Scooby-Doo, I was going to say Pirates of the Caribbean, but okay.
Yeah, sure. If your trick-or-treating got washed out, I guess is my point. There is an option to do some at Screamfest, along with 4 hours of unlimited rides from 6 tomorrow evening on the Western Foreshore.
Definitely looking better tomorrow night as well, so might be the way to go.
Now, also, welcome to the start of National Others Week.
Others?
Where there's no kind of, not there's anything wrong with charities being connected to, but again, this is not a charity-connected one or pushing a cause. This is just saying you're encouraged to find a way to help someone else.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Just be nice. Like,
just,
you know,
help
whether
someone.
It's a random bit of niceness or a planned bit of niceness, be nice to someone. Because they say life is a team sport.
So true.
Isn't that true?
I think you get what you give as well. You know what I mean?
Karma is a vengeful elephant.
Very true.
As I heard someone say once.
Was that on an ad? What was it, Kamal?
It was Kamal on a Diet Coke ad. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Karma. Kamal teaching us the ways of the world.
And today is World Vegan Day.
Hey, shout out to the vegans.
And the start too of Vegan Month. So if you're ever inclined towards a change in lifestyle,
this is the month to give it a go.
Now is the time. Fun fact, it seems like it could be time to add some smileys to your dating profile.
Oh.
Research has determined that users of dating apps that make heavy use of emojis get more action in the pants department.
Wow, okay.
Apparently.
Just in the pants department.
Yeah.
Okay.
The theory is maybe they're better at communicating desire.
Okay.
I don't know.
So what, pop a few winky faces in?
Yeah. And it doesn't say which emojis they use.
Eggplant.
Winky faces, eggplant, pineapple, I don't know.
Peaches, lots of peaches.
Maybe the emoji users are more likely to lie about how successful they are in bed. Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe it's a sign.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm...
Definitely. I'm slaying it. Yeah. That's what they say, isn't it?
That's what the kids say, isn't it?
A couple of weeks back, teams of hotel workers gathered in a Las Vegas resort to pit their skills against each other in the annual Las Vegas Housekeeping Olympics.
Housekeeping Olympics, right? So who's tucked the bed in properly?
Yeah, sure.
Who's done the hospital corners?
Hospital corners. Yeah, does everyone do that anymore?
No, I don't even know how.
They don't even do that in hospitals, from what I can tell anymore, the old hospital corners.
It worries me, the hospital corners. You get stuck in it, you can't get out.
Well, if you do get tucked in, well, it is difficult. It could lead to nightmares,
I can't get out of this thing. Oh, no, good on them. They need to have some time off. Those poor, poor things. I cannot imagine what they would have witnessed in their time as cleaners at hotels.
That's true, but then why would you spend your spare time in a competition
more
doing
cleaning.
What you do at work?
I know.
That's a bit of that sucks. 97.3
Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With our entertainment enforcer, Nikki Parkinson.
You will be entertained. Now, Kimmy K has officially won Halloween, I'm sorry to say.
Really?
But she's not been known for years now for nailing her Halloween costumes, but she really has outdone herself this year, dressing as Reese Witherspoon's character Elle Woods from the iconic noughties flick Legally Blonde, and recreated her admission video to Harvard perfectly.
Oh, hi, I'm Elle Woods, and for my admissions essay, I'm going to tell all of you at Harvard why I'm going to be an amazing lawyer.
As president of my sorority, I'm skilled at commanding the attention of a room and discussing very important issues. It has come to my attention that the maintenance staff is switching our toilet paper from Charmin to generic. All those opposed to chafing, say aye.
Aye.
I'm able to recall hundreds of important details at the drop of a hat.
Hey, Elle, do you know what happened on Days of Our Lives yesterday?
Why, yes, Margo, I do. Once again, we joined Hope in the search for her identity. As you know, she's been brainwashed by the evil Stefano.
I feel comfortable using legal jargon in everyday life. I object!
Oh, it really is great. You've got to check it out. Another notable entry for Halloween was Ariana Grande, who dressed as a 1960s character from the Twilight Zone called Pigface. It's pretty full on. You should check that one out
as
well. Yeah,
right. That's one everyone would remember.
Yeah, I know, right? And the Game of Thrones Starbucks coffee cup mystery has been solved.
Oh.
It was perhaps the highlight, really, of the final season of Game of Thrones when a Starbucks coffee cup was spotted accidentally left on the table in front of Emilia Clarke, a.k.a. Daenerys Targaryen. And the internet went wild over it. Everyone's been blaming Emilia since. But she's appeared on a recent episode of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon to reveal who it really was.
I'll never forget this scene of you, of course. Here's you and the Starbucks cup right there. That was just fantastic.
So here's the truth. We had like a party before the Emmys recently, and Conleth, okay, who plays Varys, who's sitting next to me in that scene, he pulls me aside and he's like, Mila, I've got to tell you something, love. The coffee cup was mine. It was his. It was Conleth's coffee cup. He said so. He's like, I think it was. I'm sorry, darling. I didn't want to say anything because it seemed, you know, the heat was very much on you. And I was like, what?
Smart move.
Way to stay out of the radar there.
Nikki and Tamello. Back Monday from 6.
97.3. Coast FM.